live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It's a Friday edition. John Stattmiller here and out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Welcome back. Welcome back. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good.
Very interesting thing just came up in a court proceeding. It was carried in the New York Times. Facing foreclosures, Deutsche Bank. The bank foreclosed.
Did you get that emailed or did you see that? Because I saw that about the Deutsche Banks and the foreclosure thing.
Yeah, I actually pulled it from the New York Times. At any rate... The Deutsche Bank foreclosures tossed out a federal court. The judge says, you know, this is not real clear here. We don't see what you're claiming. You can't show ownership of these mortgages. So how do you expect me to foreclose and make a ruling on this? You can't prove that you actually own the mortgages. Which I thought was very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's a bit. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So we'll go into that a little bit on today's program. I haven't even checked the markets. I've been so doggone busy today. I haven't even had a chance to take a look at our market settings here to see where the country is at. I know where it's at. I just haven't gone up and looked at the the stock market, Dow Jones. Is up a whole 35 points at 13,145. Ooh. NASDAQ, it's got a modest little gain here of 7.39. Interesting. And, of course, the United States dollar is continuing its slide against currencies around the world. And,
exactly.
James, they're actually talking about, in real terms, what 2008 is going to bring us. I think it being, the second week here of November? They've got to start setting the stage they could have actually started months ago on this deal, but you know how the Wall Street boys, they don't like to panic anybody, and they like to tell you what stocks to pick, and everything is just fine and dandy, and they're all sitting on eggshells right now because they don't know when the other shoe is going to drop. They already know that next year there's 2 million mortgages set to reset, and they are not going to be reset because the banks are not going to go in on the adjustable rate mortgages, make sane deals. They're not going to do that because, the banks won't even loan each other money now short term. So they don't know what's on their books. And, folks, if we would have had full disclosure, did you realize that the Federal Reserve System has never been audited in this country? Here is a private enterprise controlling our nation's economy, and nobody has ever even audited these people. How many people out there?
We make a mistake. You will get audited to the end of time, be put in a hole somewhere, belittled, everything, right?
Your CPA and your lawyers and everybody will be tied up until doomsday. But leave it to the people that control this country. And we've not even asked any serious questions. Excuse me, might I even peek at your books? Can I take a look at your financial stability? You're running my country. What do you mean I can't see?
Can I see how you did it? How you screwed the whole thing up?
that's the one thing that they did not want people to see. All right, we'll take the break here. Come back in just a few minutes on this Friday's edition of Cash Flow.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Based on the story out of the New York Times, I'm facing foreclosure.com, Bedard and Aaron Crown. They write that Judge Christopher A. Boyko of Eastern Ohio United States District Court on October 31st of this year dismissed 14 Deutsche Bank's filed foreclosures in a ruling based on lack of standing for not owning and holding the mortgage loan at the time the lawsuits were filed. Judge Boyko issued an order requiring the plaintiffs in a number of pending foreclosure cases to file a copy of the executed assignment demonstrating the plaintiff, that being Deutsche Bank, was the holder and owner of the note and mortgage as of the date of the complaint was filed, or the court would enter a dismissal. Now, the court's amendment, General Order Number 2006-16, requires plaintiffs, that being Deutsche Bank in this case, to submit an affidavit along with the complaint which identifies plaintiff as the original mortgage holder or as an assignee, trustee, or successor interest. Now, apparently, Deutsche Bank submitted several affidavits that claim that Deutsche was, in fact, the owner of the mortgage note, but none of these affidavits mention assignment or trust or successor interest.
Mm-hmm.
Thus,
very interesting.
The judge ruled that in every instance, these submissions create a conflict and they do not satisfy the burden of demonstrating at the time of filing the complaint that Deutsche Bank was, in fact, the legal note holder. Now, while the decision is great for homeowners in distress, and this is due primarily to providing a new escape hatch out of foreclosure, it's a big blow to the cause of sorting out the high finance side of the mortgage mess.
Now, Jacksonville area legal aid attorney April Carney broke this news to us via email and made these comments in regards to the Ohio federal court ruling. She said, "This court order is what I've been saying in my cases. This is rampant fraud on every court in America of non-judicial foreclosure fraud where the securitized trusts are filing foreclosures when they never own or hold the mortgage loan at the commencement of the foreclosure. That means that the loans are clearly in default at the time of any eventual transfer of the ownership of the mortgage loans and trust or to the trust. This means that the loans are being held by the originating lenders after the alleged sale to the trust, despite what it says per pooling and servicing agreements and despite what the securities and these laws require." Now, this also means...
Way to go, New York Times.
I'm telling you, this also means that many securitized trusts don't really legally own these bad loans.
Exactly.
Now, many of these trusts try to argue equitable assignment that predates the filing of the foreclosures, but a securitized trust cannot take an equitable assignment of the mortgage loan. It also means that the securitized trusts own nothing.
Very interesting. Well, there you go. That right there, if everybody goes back and checks, reviews that article, listens to what John just said right there, that's a big wake-up call right there. Big wake-up call.
Now, Carney further went on to say that, with this decision, let me back up here. It appears confirmed that investors in the mortgage debacle may in fact own nothing, not even the bad loans they funded. It seems their right to cash flow from the underlying properties does not extend to the ownership of the properties themselves, thus clouding the recovery picture considerably. And Carney remarked a little bit further.
Recovery?
She said, "This opinion, once circulated and adopted by state and federal courts across the country, will stop the progress of foreclosures. At first, in the judicial foreclosure states across America, it'll stop them dead in their tracks." Now, do they own it or do they not own it? See, and you know, we can draw a parallel here with the credit card companies.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're saying that, you know, we're suing you because you've got $100,000 on your credit card and we're going to sue you. Okay, well, how did this debt come into being?
Yeah, where's the money? Show me the money. Number one, show me why you can't follow any of the rules. Show me why you can't answer. Why are you charging me when I'm inquiring about this? Why are you charging me interest rates, late penalties, fees, this, that, because I'm even asking you questions, which is what you guys do. Hello, credit cards companies. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yep. And they're in serious trouble because they can't prove that they put up anything on the table. And what millions of Americans do not understand, millions of them, millions of these credit card holders, is they don't even know how the credit card company works. They only know...
Having a clue in the world, and that's why, as John and I have mentioned, you've got to go review Freedom to Fascism, review In Debt We Trust, review Maxed Out, those particular movies, and see the beginning of it. But you've got to see Aaron Russo's, because that is going to tell you exactly about the banking system and what that they're not even loaning you anything.
Through this program alone, we have gotten rid of over 500 copies of Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the listeners to this program understand what my point is about the financial mess that we have in this country and how much it touches everything else. Look, folks, if your government can go against the Constitution and do whatever they want and contract with whomever they want to contract with and abrogate your rights or their responsibility to uphold the Constitution, you know, that little not often talked about rule book that set a limit on what the government could do. And one of those limits was that you cannot assign, you cannot contract out, you cannot, as a government, take on a private lender to basically run your monetary system with inside your country. And here we are almost 100 years later, and we have seen exactly what the money masters have done.
This would
not have happened, ladies and gentlemen, if our politicians in Washington, D.C.
Our misleaders.
There you go. I like that a lot. Our misleaders would, in fact, paid attention to the rule book, said, no, we're not allowing a private corporation or a private company to come in here and run our stuff. we would not be in this mess that we're in today. And I'm not just talking about credit card, folks. I'm talking about banking system. I am talking about the user.
The whole infrastructure.
The whole enchilada. It would not That's be right. in existence. Let's go to...
Okay, we got a call coming in?
Yeah, Alan from Utah. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hey, Alan.
Hello.
Hi.
Look, I have a question for you. We've been listening to your advertisement concerning Audi 90. And could you comment on the experience people have had by purchasing this book? We're contemplating getting it for our children. They're so far in debt they can't afford to buy the damn thing. Excuse me. Tell me a little about that, or could you comment at sometimes during the program and let us know if that's a good way to go?
Hang on a second.
Did you hear that?
I heard you. I heard you. Out in 90. You want to know a little bit more details on that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What is your goal? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, it's for our children. We're out of debt. My wife and I are out of debt.
What kind of debt does your children have, first of all?
Credit card debt.
Okay. All right. Credit card debt. All right. Well, how much credit card debt?
Well, I'm not sure. One of them's got... as much as $5,000.
Much as $5,000. But what would you say? These are both your daughters?
Well, we've got 11 children, and all of them are living off credit cards in some degree.
All right. Okay. I just talked to my advertising guy, and he was the one to put the commercial on the network. I have not read the book.
Okay.
I have not.
Well, we're right now. This gentleman has. We have 11 children, and how many of them have credit card debt? All of them?
In some degree, yes.
Are they students?
No.
They're not students. How old are they, if you don't
They're,
mind me asking?
They're anywhere from 35 down to 21.
Okay, so everybody from 21 to 35, they all have credit card debt. But you don't know exactly how much credit card debt they have, right?
No.
But you're telling me that they outright are living off their credit cards and going nowhere. Is that correct?
Some of them are, yes. And what I'm interested in is just should we invest in this book? Is there something good that we should invest in?
Even though that ad is running on this network, I'm not going to tell you. Because it wouldn't be truthful, I would tell you to go ahead and buy the book.
Okay.
I have not read the book myself. I do not know what they're advocating in the book.
Okay.
This is a person that came forth and made a product, and they're advertising it, and I've been so doggone busy. And generally what I do, Alan, is I really rake people over the coals that are advertising on this network. But Out of 90 slipped by me. So I'm just simply telling you, Alan, that I do not know, I cannot tell you, yes, I recommend the book. Because
okay,
I,
well, that's
I have
what
not
I was interested
it.
In. Yeah. Is, you know,
but, Alan, I can tell you what I can recommend for you,
though. We couldn't afford the $50 for the book. But we were thinking of purchasing the book, and I appreciate your honest answer. And that's what I wanted to know, what experience you had with it.
Yeah, generally speaking, I usually get copies of books or any movies that are advertised in this network, but for some reason, I did not get a copy of that book. And if I would have had the opportunity to look at it, I certainly would have.
Okay, well, that's what I was looking for, and you gave me the answer I wanted.
Okay, Alan, I appreciate your call.
Thanks much.
All right. Yeah, I'm still sitting here and I'm looking at this. I am amazed that a federal judge has done this, because parallels...
It's almost historical, actually.
Yeah, actually, how this parallels... I mean, geez, credit card. Okay, mm-hmm. Credit card companies suing you in court. Well, okay, what do you need to show that a contract has been done? And
exactly.
they cannot meet any of those criteria...
Like I said before, when we first started this, I have never, ever seen a case where the plaintiff, hence being the attorney representing whatever credit card is, gone to court and proven that they loaned anything, ever. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned when we first got started, I've been privy to thousands and thousands and thousands of cases all across the United States. None of them did that. They didn't even get that far.
Amazing stuff. At any rate, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. Got some comments about the economy? Have a question about your credit card debt? You're the folks that are holding it, and we're trying to get you out of it. Giddy up and get out of it. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
James, you want to give out the number here?
Yeah, absolutely. The gentleman that just called in, please, if you would, you may call the following number to talk to me direct. I'd like to address your situation. It's 877-331-0626. Give me a call, Alan. Let me know your email address and phone number, and I will discuss the matter with you, because it sounds like you're in a pretty serious situation there. So I'd be happy to discuss it with you off the show for you, okay? All right.
Well, once was what was legal in this country evidently is not legal anymore. Now, you've heard the Liberty Dollar.
Yes, I saw him. Yep, I heard about that a long time ago, and I presumed that wouldn't last forever.
Well, the really interesting thing about this is the Secret Service, which is in charge of going out there and investigating possible frauds or anything to do with the vaunted financial systems, and basically they're the protectorate for the private banking concern operating inside the country. Initially, they got the green light on this deal.
Secret Service. I saw people out in town that were using in LA, and they weren't getting any resistance. And I was, because this is when it was new to me, and I said, "So, as the Secret Service, because I talked to the store owner, the Secret Service come by to check this out?" And they said that they had, and it was fine. at that point.
Well, this is what has happened, and this was actually on the Liberty Dollar website. They say, I sincerely regret to inform you that at about 8 o'clock this morning, a dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville, Indiana. Now, keep in mind that years ago that I was down there when they were formulating and putting this thing together. Mm-hmm. For approximately 6 hours, they took all the gold, all the silver, all the platinum, and almost 2 tons of Ron Paul silver dollars that were just delivered last Friday. They also took all the files, all the computers, and froze our bank accounts. They say, we have no money, we have no products, we have no records to even know what was ordered or what you are owed. We have nothing but the will to push forward and overcome this massive assault on our liberty, and our right to have real money is defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded by the fake government money. But to make matters worse, they go on to say in this posting, all the gold and silver that backs up the paper certificates and digital currency held in the vault at Sunshine Mint has also been confiscated. Even the dyes for mint, the gold and silver liberties have been taken. Now,
welcome to America. This is a Greek tragedy beyond Greek tragedies. Just a story here.
This, in spite of the fact that Edmund C. Moy, the director of the Mint, acknowledged in a letter to a U.S. senator that the paper certificates did not violate Section 486 and were not illegal. But the FBI and services, the Secret Service, took all the paper currency as well. Now, the possibility of such an action was the reason the Liberty Dollar was designed so that the vast majority of the money was in a specie form and in the people's hands. Out of the $20 million of Liberty Dollars, only about $1 million is in paper or digital form. So what they're saying is they had $20 million worth of assets, and only $1 million of those were put out in paper currency. But that was your receipt, folks. Your gold and silver was actually held in a vault, and your receipt was the proof that you owned it. See, now this goes back. This is how the banksters started out, James, when they started issuing receipts to people that put their gold and silver on deposit in a repository.
Right.
They would simply give you the current market price. They would assign a value to it. They would give you a receipt. Then what they discovered, rather than people running back to the bank to do their transactions, people were using these receipts, and it was acceptable to trade these with business and whatever else, and it was all perfectly fine and dandy. Until the people that had the keys to the vault at these repositories figured out something, that people were not coming back to the bank for their gold and silver, and it just sat there. So what they started to do was to start to make loans off of those deposits. And that's how your fractionalized reserve banking actually started, because they realized that, look, we got all this money on deposit. They're not doing anything with it. They're not coming back to lay claim. We're not acknowledging or we're not discounting the fact that they own it, but we're just going to play with it while it's sitting here in our vaults.
This is such a huge story. Huge story.
Now,
huge story. I hope everybody that's listening checks this out. Research it, you talk about it, and you understand the ramifications of what just happened.
And they further say, I regret that if you're due an order, it may be some time until it will be filled, if ever. It now all depends on our actions. Everyone who has an unfulfilled order, has a digital or papal currency, should band together for a class action lawsuit and demand redemption. We cannot allow the government to steal our money. Please don't let this happen. Now, many of you read the articles quoting the government and the Federal Reserve officials that the Liberty Dollar was legal. You did nothing wrong. You are legally entitled to your property. Let us use this terrible act to band together and further our goal to return America to a value-based currency. And, you know, the story goes on, but this is exactly...
That's pathetic to me. They send over, a dozen guys, a dozen Phoebes to come over and take over something that's legal and freak everybody out there. I can only imagine what the scene looks like. I'd love to see some pictures. If anybody's got any footage, pictures of that, email it to getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, because everybody needs to see that. This is a huge story.
And I always talk about the rule book. I always talk about the Constitution. And a lot of people in this country are not taking the Constitution seriously. And for what reason, I don't know. Would you take and shred the mortgage on your house or the receipt on anything that you purchased and just throw it away or burn it or shred it and pay no attention to it? That, in effect, is what millions of Americans have done in this country in regards to their Constitution. They ignore it while these clowns are doing the shredding every single day. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I actually, when we first opened up this network, Bernard von Nothaus, which is the guy that's the head of the Liberty Dollar, was actually in the studio. And, folks, if you go back in to the 2004 year and that archive is available, you can listen to that at your leisure. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org to the National Intel Report Archives 2004, and it'll be there. You can listen to the interview yourself. Now, what Urban Survival has said about this, they said, "I expect the real reason for the raid is that these folks who have stepped on the tail of the beast by suing over the bankster-backed paper money. What happened to Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which specifically specifies gold and silver as money? And Section 10 simply states this: no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility." Now, the states have been co-opted into this paper game as well. But as I read it, they could simply require what the Constitution calls for the right there is in black and white. Don't try to wake up your legislator, though, folks. Porks the game of the corp govs the name. So they're not going to let go of this. Do you understand?
Everybody that's in the Ron Paul, voting for Ron Paul, all you people need to email, address this issue with him, with all the people that you know in your group. This is like a huge, huge deal. And what they need to do is put ample publicity on this through Ron Paul's headquarters, through all of you that are supporting him and all of you that support the Constitution, like yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely huge. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, that story right there, because I heard about it this morning. I wasn't aware of all the full details of it, but the ramifications of it. I think it's going to have a positive effect, because I think it's going to give more Ron Paul supporters more motivation to get out and get more Ron Paul supporters. Plus, I think it's going to get more publicity than they wanted. And then when it does get more publicity, then more people are going to lean towards Ron Paul they see what the FBI just did.
And there is an attack going on with the media now with Ron Paul. Ron Paul is being equated to V, the Vendetta, the movie, because some enterprising individual, to help with his fundraiser, named November 5th as the target date to raise funds for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. And they use some corollaries, just like other people use corollaries, and they'll use events that are current and fresh in people's minds, movies, all sorts of marketing techniques to keep the buzz people going in people's heads. And that's
exactly.
They
used that trigger, and it worked well.
And it did work well, but now the news medias are climbing all over Ron Paul. And he had nothing to do with this. This is just a private individual that went out there and did this, and quite successfully, mind you. Ron Paul raises over $5 million in one day, and all of a sudden, he's being equated with terrorist.
Well, why don't they call Joel Silver up in Warner Brothers and talk to the filmmakers who put this thing together, planned it, and put it out there? They're the ones that showed the Big Ben getting blown up. So they have some explaining to do. So if those guys, you go talk to them. Ron Paul had nothing to do with that.
I mean,
he didn't make the movie.
No, I mean, this is just simply. It has gone beyond belief as to what they're willing to do, and we got people out there that are just absolutely in the dark, but they're scared to death of him because James, if he gets up there and tells the American people that look. All you people out there that are worried about your jobs right now, all you people that have mortgages with banks, all you people that are in danger of losing your jobs because this economy is going through one of its many boom and bust cycles, and this bust, this time around, with these greedy guys, is going to spell the undoing of this country. Do you understand, folks, that Ron Paul cannot be allowed to get up and explain his position about the Federal Reserve, exactly what we just talked about it being constitutional, and him demonstrating to all the American people that, look, we have been part and parcel of an ongoing fraud, and I, as president, am going to stop it. Do you understand how dangerous that makes Ron Paul? It is unbelievable. I mean, it is truly unbelievable.
I never thought I would see that in this country, what just happened right there. That is a big turn fork in the road that just occurred right there. But you know what? You can take a negative and turn it into a positive, because this, I think, is going to give more publicity, and more people are going to get suspicious, and more people are going to start leaning over and start taking this whole thing personally and getting involved. So that's the best way I can see it at this point, because I'm sure in the following days more details are going to come out about what's actually going on with that situation.
Well, and who's been speaking out against Ron Paul? And they're doing a prop, and I'll tell you, one of them is Glenn Beck. Now, Glenn Beck, he had a neocon. He's one of the neocons, guys. I hate to break this to you, but Glenn Beck is a neocon. And he had an ex-Marxist back in the day, back in the 60s, David Horowitz, smearing Ron Paul's supporters, libertarians and the anti-war left as terrorist sympathizers. And he actually inferred that the U.S. military should be used to silence them. parroting a talking point that traces back to September 2006 White House directive. Now, this is how serious this is getting. These neocons are now starting to protect the Republican Party and the neocons, and these people that got us into the Iraq and Afghani war, that planned to stretch this to Iran and God knows where else. They are now teaming up to go after Ron Paul because of his position on the war in Iraq. He said it was illegal, it was unconstitutional. The Congress of the United States are the only people there. I mean, the president can make recommendations till he's blue in the face, but it is Congress's, their liability, their legal obligation under the Constitution to declare war, and they didn't do it.
Right.
And a million Iraqis are dead so far, folks, because you know what? United States Congress abrogated its responsibility to declare this war. If there would have been more debate on this, and we had time, Saddam Hussein was not pointing missiles at people. He was not going to be blowing people off the face of the map. Saddam Hussein could be alive and well in Baghdad right now, pending other actions. But they didn't want that. The neocons wanted this war. They wanted to destabilize us. They wanted to give the teeth to this supposed war on terrorism for the next 100-year war, because in effect, James, they are in there creating people that are going against the United States because of their actions in the Middle East. Ron Paul has said this repeatedly, and Rudy Giuliani. Oh, God! Yeah. God bless his cross-dressing little soul. Was the first one to attack Ron Paul in a public forum during one of these debates. But it's not going to stop there.
No,
it's not.
Everybody that's listening and they've been a part of this show and is listening continuously, for those of you that I speak to, they're like sitting on the fence as whether or not you're concerned about going through this process and getting rid of your credit card debt. Today is a major, major, yesterday when this thing occurred with the Liberty Dollar and the situation with Ron Paul, that should tell you right then, you need to take care of business now, get it done, move ahead.
I would like to play you something, and if you think we're joking about the government thinking that American people are terrorists, I'm going to play you a short clip here. That was the July 2001 FEMA training meeting in Oklahoma, where FEMA representatives were caught on video instructing local police that the American people were the enemy and that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the rest of the founding fathers were a terrorist organization. Now, I'm going to play this clip. And folks, I want you to understand the mindset behind this. That mic is not open, is it? It is now? Okay, great. Let me play this clip. This is your government instructing police.
You damn right, because think about the Christians, okay? You damn right, because Christ got over and said, you know, what did they do? You said, put your head on and said, you know, where did they head? If you look at your head of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. See, this is reality. Yeah, they're terrorists, but the bottom line is to them, they are not. Now, why is that important to understand? Because they are as committed to their cause and to their way of life as you are yours. And they see you as being wrong. That's very different. When people are passionate about what they believe in, they become a very difficult enemy to beat. Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who?
Founding
Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yep.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials because they systematically had British officials assassinated. The guys who we call our founding fathers, George Washington, Mr. Honest, who cut down a cherry tree and admitted it, is the same guy who signed death orders, if you will, on members of the British government, the British Crown, who they wanted to eliminate because politically they had influence in certain pockets of the United States, at that time the 13 colonies, and they wanted to divide and conquer.
They may get a whole lot of civilians, and hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? If they killed 10,000 civilians tomorrow with a biological agent, That's too bad for them.
Drill 101.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were terrorists.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh my God!
No, that's a FEMA meeting.
That is an actual FEMA meeting. Now,
did they put speed or LSD or what did they put into the cocktail there before they got started talking?
I have no idea. But
in the coffee or what's going on? But if
you notice and you didn't see the video, I've seen this before and I know the background on the story. There was not one county sheriff in attendance with that, and there was a reason for that, because the sheriff doesn't represent the corporation. Remember us saying, right, folks, that a corporation can only deal with a corporation. That's why they have city police there, because all the cities across the United States have been corporatized. They have been incorporated. So they are talking, and I hate to say this because there's a lot of police officers who listen to this network, but get this and get this straight. You guys are nothing but mercenaries for the corporation. Even though you're enforcing state law, you are still an entity, and I hate to say it, but your corporate keystone coffer cops. This is why that they want this merger with the military and the police out there. These dumbed down police wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. So that's how that FEMA and other vaunted governmental officials are coming in and propagandizing to these people. Look, their number one priority, and I don't care if you're a police officer, I don't care if you're a county sheriff, I don't care if you're a judge, I don't care if you're a politician, I don't care if you're Joe Blow from Kokomo. The number one law in this country is the constitutions. It's the states and the federal constitutions. You cannot go wrong by backing it. But these people are finding ways around it. You know, and this is not as bad as it gets. FBI had a team of people that went out to Maricopa County, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What do they do there now?
Well, what they did, they were passing out trifold pamphlets to police only. And this was the FBI terrorism unit that was doing this.
Right.
They were going out to the police officers, handing them out trifold pamphlets that were discussing what potential terrorists were. Among the potential terrorists were people that espoused the Constitution, people that thought that the Second Amendment was a good idea, people that thought that the First Amendment... They're
terrorists.
Yeah, they're the terrorists.
Yeah,
you have a religious belief that may border on cultism, which may be a threat and a danger to this country, you may be a terrorist. Folks, this is not a joke. According to them, we are. We already are. Why in God's name would you have them doing all of what they're doing? Through the Patriot Act, that without one shred of evidence, you have the FBI going over your computer. Folks, they have assigned themselves the power now to walk into your house unannounced with no warrants.
And seize whatever they want.
Seize whatever they want to seize. Look in your wife's underwear drawer. Steal the hard drive out of your computer. Do whatever they want to do to make sure that you're not a terrorist.
At any time.
Forget due process. Forget that we think we have in front of a judge, and here's our evidence that somebody might be involved in terroristic activity. No. What they have done is flip the tables entirely for the whole jurisprudence shtick in this country, that you're now guilty until somebody from the Phoebes or somebody else comes in and inspects, detects you, take photographs, fingerprints, and everything else to clear you that you're not guilty of something.
Right. What they're using is... what I think is interesting is the defining terror.
Yeah.
And the codes and words that they use that
to
reason why they would come through the door. And then when they do have to reason that, they're going to have to it's really messy. Really messy and really bad.
Well,
it's a big mess.
And our neocon here, Mr. Beck, that wouldn't know his constitution, he doesn't even know what country he's living in. He actually opened up his show, his segment, by inferring that the U.S. military, the United States military, which heretofore, by posse comitatus, there, and this was done back in the 1800s, that no amount of police or military, let me just specify this, military, can be used for law enforcement purposes here in the United States. You know, they've thrown that out the window as well. So here's Glenn Beck up there inferring that the United States military should be used to silence domestic dissent against the war, claiming that those he would later identify as Ron Paul supporters libertarians and anti-war people out there that they are to be linked with terrorists and labeled
right, so
a physical...
Promotion of killing is fine. Non-promotion of killing, now you're a terrorist. Really retarded. I can't believe that this is happening.
Well, I do. I do, because you're seeing people making their choices. And I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what, I don't ask, if I'm in a position that I'm able to assist law enforcement and his life is in physical danger, that I would lend assistance. I wouldn't ask him his politics. I wouldn't ask him anything. I would make the assumption
right.
that this guy is doing something that he should have been doing, and he needs aid and protection. What Glenn Beck is doing here is trying to label all people that are against the neocons, against the thievery and the dishonesty mm-hmm. in this country, that they be labeled terrorists. And I'll say this on air right now. If I saw Glenn Beck and he spontaneously combusted into a ball of flame, I wouldn't walk across the street to pee on him to put him out.
Agreed.
With that, we'll go to break, James. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. Let me go to Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon. How are we doing?
Hi. Good.
Yeah, I heard that article you wrote about that female judge not finding favor with these people that wanted to take over your homes due to the delinquent loan or something.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deutsche
excellent Bank. Piece. Excellent piece. And how many people do you think, honestly, let these Gestapo walk right into their house?
Well, and what are you referring to?
That last thing you were getting into here before you guys went to the break.
Well, how many times does that happen? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I mean, I wonder how many people would allow that.
Well, and no, they've given themselves permission to do it while you're not even home. They don't even have to leave.
You don't have to be there.
They don't even have to leave their business card to let you know they were even invading your house without your permission.
Well, I've got a good security system here. It's called a dog. I've expected to come home at any moment and find body parts all over the house.
Well, that may be, but I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, you've seen in these cop shows that they now have their canine units.
Yeah.
If you hurt a dog, it's the same thing as shooting a police officer, so what do you think is going to happen?
Well, then that would be the next step, I think, just do it upright.
Well, I mean, you know, what's to stop them? I mean, you're not at home, the dog's at home, they come in. Your dog shreds up one of the Phoebes and leaves a nice little mess on your living room floor. And don't you think that you would be charged with some sort of terroristic act against a lawful entity coming into your home for legitimate law enforcement purposes?
Well, a lawful entity according to whom?
Well, they're changing. That's our whole point here, Mark. They're changing the rules.
Well,
through
that's
the
what
Patriot
I'm saying,
Act.
But
yeah.
I understand that, John, but in my mind and heart, there's still a Constitution. I don't care what these... double suckers.
Yeah,
say,
you know that, but they're coming at it from a completely different position.
Yep.
And also, I might add, I want to emphasize this, they want you to be violent. Do mm-hmm. not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to do that. Do not do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come around a different strategy other than that, because once you do that, then it's going to get bad for everybody.
Well, and,
it's going to get
and,
way
and,
worse.
And I'll be honest with you, Mark, if I were home and somebody was coming in my home unannounced and illegally...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I'd shoot him first and ask questions later, and I know I could beat him in court. Now,
cool.
Now your dog, on the other hand, I don't think would make a very good witness in a court case.
Well, that's why I like a dog. He doesn't understand, you know, he has bred into him the way he is.
Yeah, and if you go back a few years, Mark, you remember the lawsuits that criminals were breaking into people's houses in the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah.
And people were literally shooting them.
Yeah.
And then what was happening, if the person didn't die, either the person, the criminal that was perpetrating the crime, or one of their relatives, was bringing suit against the homeowners for shooting the criminal as they came into the house.
So where's justice in that?
There is none, because that is an outright protection. Look, I'll be honest with you. I only have a little postage-sized stamp of this earth that I call my home.
Same here.
It is the castle. It is supposed to be not
yours.
Violated
right
by
here.
Anybody
home.
Unless there is due process. And what they have done is they've thrown that due process book, the whole paradigm of which this country was built on, and law,
right out the
they
window.
Have thrown it out the window along with the baby and the bathwater and that little thing that they don't know how to read, the Constitution.
Well, here's a kicker. Besides the Constitution, Jesus Christ himself in the New Testament tells them to go buy a sword.
There you go. But your televangelist now?
Oh, don't let's gag
yeah.
me with a fork.
I'm telling you, turn the TV off.
Oh, I don't watch it no more. During daytime, I'm listening to you guys. If I watch TV all, it's late at night to watch a movie, and that's it. Or maybe Lou Dobbs.
There you go. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks, John.
All right. Good way to wrap up this Friday's edition of Cash Flow. James, we will see you back here Monday along with all of our audience out there. We thank you for joining us today.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
And we'll see you Monday.
With three.